Hello, it's Dr. Howard Garr with some timely psychological information. Today's podcast is about phantom panels. Let me go back and give you some history here. About 20 years ago when managed care really took hold in this country, what they did was they got lots of psychologists and social workers to sign up with them. And then what they did is they locked the fee structure, and there have been really no raises, and in fact some fees have gone down. And this has gone on for 20 years. So the fee structure for psychologists and social workers and mental health workers is either the same as it was 20 years ago or less. The reality is we can't afford to provide quality service when we can only make a small amount of money, which it is. Now, if you go to your doctor, you'll find out that your doctor has 3, 4, 5 people booked at the same time. And they could make up for multiple patients and multiple codes what they were making before. Psychologists and all mental health workers have timed codes, which means I can only make the same amount of money in 45 or 50 minutes that I could 20 years ago, because my fee codes are locked into 45, 50 minutes time frames. So I cannot add new patients, and therefore I only have so many hours in a day to work, and if I work too many hours, well, you know, I'm going to get too tired and I'm not going to be able to focus. So what has happened? What's happened is the insurance companies have these provider lists filled with names. But in reality, many of those people either are now no longer on the list, or they've stayed on the list, but when you call them up to get service, they're not available. They refuse to resign because they're afraid that they're going to look out, they're going to, you know, lose out later on, and every once in a while they might take a client from that insurance company because they have an available spot. Well, the outcome is that the panels are what we call phantom panels. They look big, but they're filled with psychologists who no longer take clients. Phantom panels are good for insurance companies because they can sell to employers a book that looks large, filled with names, but these people are not there. They're not providing service. The insurance companies have created this problem because of their own financial gains. They've locked the panels up, haven't added new people. They've kept the fee structure very limited. And they've set up roadblocks, so subscribers can't get to mental health that easy. So the reality is, this problem is caused by the insurance companies, but it's the subscriber who's paying for it, and that's you. This is Dr. Howard Garr. You can see us at www.drsgurr.com.